The one that started.
Okay. Zeh Nishmas Abba Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pinchas. Zeh Nishmas Daniel Hashem and Moshe Yeshua followed. Okay, good morning, everyone. Sorry for the delay. Okay, so we've been discussing this packet of Ichashin Lehagasha and the various shitas on this. If you take a look, there's one or two things we didn't do in this packet. If you take a look in the Shalach HaKadosh on page 11, so he says, the Inyan Hamaros Nisbayer Demar Lovan Tohar. In other words, if it's not red, it's, I don't know, white. Mar Yarok, Rav Shach Lurie says Yarok is like a yellowish. I feel him. Kemar Hashavo Hazov, like wax or like gold. Kol Shukin HaYarok Hakarti, as Rav Shach Lurie says, is green. Okay, Hasavim or grass. Those are okay. So what does this have to do with what we're talking about? In Matzamara Yorok Hazel Yide Hagasha, so he says, but in other words, there's a difference in the colors. If the color was found in the context of a Hagasha, so then it's a Shaila of a Daraisa. So then we're going to be more Machmir on other colors. Kemar HaYorok Hazel Yide Hagasha. So that's a big chumra. Yarok, if like Rav Shach says, yarok is like a yellowish thing. So then, if it would be a hargasha with a mara yarok, so he says nearly lahachmir. But if it's just on a kesem, it's on a stain and below hargasha motza kesem, b'zeh yesh lahakil. In other words, everyone knows that the red is the aser color, and the fourth. The Mishnah says there are four types of red, and one is brown, which is really also a type of red. And then there's a big question in the poskim, what about brown? And so many are makel and brown, but you know, not everyone is makel and brown. Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, who was the Pesach Hador, the namesake of the yeshiva here, he was known to be a big... He had koch the hetera. Yesterday was mater agunos. But he was machmir on brown. But the shalach hakodesh's word is that these colors. In other words, even a yellow. He says it's al yideh hagasha. He wants to be machmir. So these shailas that we have are b'ni chashin al hagasha. Is going to be also relevant to which colors we're going to ask or which colors we're going to be makel on according to the Shalah. Because if it's Chashin and Hargasha, so then it's a Shailah of Adaraisa, then the colors now become more chomer, because it's a Shailah of Adaraisa.
Wouldn't it be like a big fake
off? So Hagon Rav Ezra Haglishlita says maybe it shouldn't be like a Sveik Sveika. Because maybe it's not a, maybe it wasn't a Hargasha, and even if it was a Hargasha, maybe it's not a, yeah, so that's, Ezra Hagler's Kasha, it's a good Kasha, why don't we be Mako, and say it's a Sfeik Lakula. So why is he be Machmir on, so what's the answer to that Kasha, that's an excellent Kasha.
Because we're not the Kingdom Marius, so it's not really a Suffolk. We don't. It's a Suffolk in Mitzvah, it's not a Suffolk in Mitzvah.
Meaning, sorry, Mitzvahfeld, Shlita says, then that's like the Taz says, Da Shaitim is not a Suffolk. Right? If you just, you don't know how to. So that's not. So maybe that's a Das Shaitim, maybe something like that.
So for Rebbe Shita from last year, that anytime you do an internal examination with Hashinon Lehargosha.
Well, I'm not. I'm into the advice of Lor Hashulchan, not the Hashinon Lehargosha from before, not a masked Hargosha, mask.
So if
somebody
found something on
the
Medika clock, would Rebbe be more masked here depending on the color?
Yeah. So whenever it's a Medika cloth, so then you have to. Yeah, it's definitely more of a chomer ha'inyan.
Right.
Anytime, as opposed to on a kesem. When it's a kesem, it's only, shaylov derabanan, unless there was some other hakasha. For the Shalach HaKadosh, I just wanted to show you that Shalach HaKadosh that we didn't see yet. And in Raphael Cohen, on page 13, so he's Machmir, like the traditional Achronim. But the case was, the Biur, I remember, we did this about a little years ago, Ishak Shekincha Atzma, page 13, on top of the Biur, she wiped herself, Achar Talos Meraglayim, with a tissue, Matzadamalav, Yesh Laayim Bedina. So, maybe it's just, so he says, so at the bottom he says that maybe that's not a kesem because she wiped herself after the hashtana, so with the chashin or hagasha, it could be a tumah d'oraisa. So then, and then there's no coolers of the nearest, of Edom Chamal Tumah or Tzivonim or that. So he wants to be. He ends up his piece here of Yesh Nirev Yesh Lahachmer. Yeah. So he's that. That's a. That's how he passed. But I don't pass it that way. I would say Nirev Yesh Lahachmer because I don't follow the sheet of Chachin al Hagasha, and therefore it's. If it's a davar mibachutz. So the biggest question that one could ask in this in Yonim is what is the difference between a kinuach and a hagasha? In other words, a kinuach means that he wiped externally. Hagasha means, and a bedika rather, you went inside. But what's the cutoff point? In other words, everyone goes inside a little bit. I mean, even if you're going externally, it's going to go in a little bit. So what's the cutoff point? Oh, so Rav Abadi in his Sefer, in the Or Yitzchak, on page 13, yes. Take a look at the second tshuva, second hour. An eizem makom nachshav kinuach veimiz a safik bedika. What's the cutoff point? Kinuach nekram hashederach anachshav kaneach atzma v'achar hatalas meraglayim. So he says, in other words, the way the women normally wipe after urination, of course it's going to go in a little bit, but it's basically an external wipe. So it's an external wipe that's that's going to be okay. But say, for example, the tshuva before is about a woman who saw blood on a diaphragm. So first there could be, Rabbi Moog once discussed, a shayla of the Rebbe David Feinstein whole thing, but if it's not where it's a situation that maybe you scratched the side with the diaphragm, which that's what Rabbi Feinstein discussed with Willig. But it's clear that it was coming from the uterus. That could be depending upon, like Rabbi Willig said, from Rabbi Feinstein, where the diaphragm it was. So the Rabbi says, "Hari karo dam bebdika v'havi daraisa." That's a simple shot. Rav Ezra Schwartz once showed me in Rav Nachum Rabinovich, the Rosh Hashiva Malei Adumim, who was recently Nifter. He had another svara that maybe since it's so far up, that's not considered, neither is considered like Rodab Shofaris, that there's a halacha that if a woman puts a tube inside the uterus and the blood goes right from the uterus through the tube, then she's not Tamei Midaraisa. So he wanted to suggest, Rav Nachum Rabinovich, that since the diaphragm is so far back, it says the blood comes out of the uterus right to the diaphragm, maybe that's like, considered like Rav Dami Shoferis, something along those lines. I thought we don't really assume like that. The simple shot is we assume that and inside is the rice. Now, every once in a while, you get a woman who did more than just external. So, Pashas and Rav Avadi would say it's no good. It's no good because you went deeper. In other words, you don't have to go as deep as you need to do for a Maisa Bedika, but the Maisa, if you went more than Masha Derech HaNoshim L'Kaneach, so then it would be a Shaila of a Doraisa. Now, the question is there any Tzad Kula? Because a lot of times women, they get nervous, and then they see some blood, so then they get nervous. And so then what do? They do another thing with the tissue. They see dam on the tissue, they get nervous. So instead of just not doing anything, which they'll take a second tissue and they'll go even deeper. But, you know, sometimes they clean themselves out, you know. So is there any tzad kula for this? Oh, so there is a chasim sofer. Let's take a look at the Chasam Sofer.
Ready?
Yeah.
Can I explain again? If we're not in Chasam Sofer and the Hakdash by Matt and Hakdash, why is there a difference between if you go internal or if you just do it?
Oh, so you know, now that we have this supplement right in front of me, I will show you the Aruch HaShulchan that I said that everybody was into the Aruch HaShulchan. Here, take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan. On page 6.
Rabbi, this is in the supplement?
This is in the supplement. Yeah, this is a very important supplement. The supplements usually emerge from different shilas that I got after I made the original packet, the Hainu supplement. So he writes, Gam b'divrei Rambam, see, third, bottom of the second column, Gam b'divrei Rambam, v'okol eilu, shekos v'reish, perk tesei, nishim tamim, v'nato, v'nito, v'zivad, shay targin, shkutir, adam, yosu, v'psora, t'en t'meyam, me shkutir, v'hamu, v'vav, v'mohim, gishu, v'atlu, 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 and then he writes, we do have packets here someplace, but the mice, if you have a laptop, you can, it's on the thing, but we still have from the oldest. Okay, but you look up Simon Kuf Pei Gimel Sif Mundalad. Tishenedate Lama Hutzach Lomer Matzah Adam Lufnim Beproz Dem. Bekzara Hayolom Lohi Gisha Ras Adam Reizim Cheskut Shabbat Bargasha. So why do you have to say Lufnim Elavadik Tavaras Adim Beria Mamish Tehainish Shazdov Domim Migufa? Because blood was coming out of her body. Omer Shalohu Gisha Klal. And she says she doesn't have a hargasha. Ain't to musim at a Torah al midrabon. Came to Shabbos before. She ain't a margeshas klal. Avvika shapi yishlom and dahim shabbat ko matzah dam frim aprozum kin mehamoko kvar nekar lozano omim sheba osa ish nekar mehamoko far di hargisha vlava daita. Zeh shom lo hargisha kol mosh omers ata she ain't a hargasha. Because then, but the matzah dam frim aprozum is a mechesh shabbat bargash kol mosh nikvar. Shenekar min hamokor el aprozdor haisa hargarsha from avadaita.
From Atta.
Right. Mikvah shenekar min hamokor el aprozdor haisa hargarsha from avadaita. Avalimato haisa riyamamish mi hamokor below hargarsha to Moserak midrabbanan. So we say that if one sec. Hello? Hello? Hi. Can you call me? I'm in the middle of shiur now. Can you call me back? I'll tell you. In like 20 minutes? Okay? You okay? Okay, 20 minutes. Bye-bye. Yeah, so he's saying like this, that if you see Dam coming out now, there was Dam that came out now, and now she's focusing and she still says she doesn't feel, so that it was just only the Rabbanit. But if she did a Bedika and then she finds Dam in the Prozdor, so that means that Dam probably came out before. And she wasn't focusing before. So, see if you find that Dam that's coming out came out now. So then it came out now, and she says, and now she's focusing, and she still doesn't feel. But if it came out before, so then it came out before, and so most probably it was, but it's not because it was masked. He doesn't learn. In other words, the place he learns Pshat in the Rambam that it was masked. And the Aruch HaShulchan, the way the Rabbi told me, is that not that it's masked, it's Chazak Bar Bar Gasha, that she wasn't, any time you find it was Vada Migufa, then most probably, like Ben Sina just said, most probably it was Bar Bar Gasha, you just didn't focus on it. Vavadaita, but not that you have to be choshish that it was masked. So what's the difference? What's the nafkamina? At the end of the day, they both will agree that if you see Dam on a Bedika, so Bedika's inside, that it's Aser. So what's the difference? So there is this Chasam Sofer. And this Chasam Sofer is a potential Svara to be Mekel, even on situations where she went in deeper. Where, I mean, Ravadi usually is never Mekel. I mean, I don't hear Marin Mekel going inside. But he says like this. He says, Da, page 10. The Chola Chumus Eidu Hei Mishim Sosofik Bedikas Eid Usfeka Darais Mishim Dil Ma'agashon. So the Chasam Sofer is the standard pshat. Again, all the Achronim took the standard pshat, which was not the pshat that I'm happy with. You know, where the Aruch HaShulchan's pshat, you know, that it's all about Kashin al Hargasha. You know, all the classic Achrona, Chavastas, and the Chavastodom, and the So he says, so now he's saying a very, very, he says that he's going to sort it back out, but this is what he says. He says that, what? That you're only chashina l'hargasha if it's not like Rabbi Badi's thing that you went in deeper than a regular kinuach. You have to go in very deep, like a badika. So then, because where's the hargasha? Hargasha is all the way by the makor. So then you could say that this camouflaged. But if you only went in a little and the hargasha is further up, then there's no connection. It's not camouflaging something. Was it a different part of the... It's further in. Yeah. So you're right. So it's only... Right. Very good point. Excellent. Right. He says... Ben Sina said a good word. He said, because if you hold like the Noda Behuda, then the Zivas Dovalach could be even further out. But it's Chasam Sofer who holds like the Chuma Sadeshan that it's only Psichas Pia Makor. That's further in. So therefore, it'll only camouflage when the Bedika is much further in. But if it's not much further in, then you don't have to say, then we're not hashinu lehargasha. And the mele, therefore, if it's done with a tissue that's not makabel tuma, right, and it's no chashino hagosha, because it was deeper than Rav Abadi's requirement. In other words, according to Rav Abadi, once you go a little deeper, and Rav Abadi's lushitasa also. Why? Because Rav Abadi holds that it's not about chashino hagosha, it's about the shema that she saw before, so it doesn't have to be so deep. So mele, he says that dafka, so it could be that if a person took a tissue and went in deeper than normal, but not so deep like a bedika, then according to the Chasam Sofer, it wouldn't be chashin al hargasha because it didn't go so deep.
Rabbi, is that only assuming he's not mafik for the Rambam? If he also had the Rambam, then he would have to be closer to
that. He also had the Rambam though.
Meaning, even according to the Chasam Sofer, so even if you don't go in 100%. But if you go in at all, don't you, maybe if you...
But that's the other pshat in the Rambam. But if you learn the pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam's talking about chashin l'hargasha, so that he will say the pshat in the Rambam is only that you went very deep. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like all the way by the cervix. Okay, so there could be a svara that b'shas, you know, this is the svara that I would think about, and it's a big shasat chak, and the woman, she went in with a tissue, and I need to find a kula, so maybe this would be the kula. That she went in deeper, but she didn't go in so deep that it's near the cervix. She didn't go, so it's not a shayla of hashin and lahargasha, because hargasha is further in. So it's just it's only a derabanan, and maybe in such a situation, it could be mutter on the tissue, unless you say that. There's a shita that says that it could be a nida derabanan even if it's not a kesem, but in lo yichnisu kol kach, but omer inkam beis mechush klal kachos v'zatara. But then in the end, he's afraid to say that. He says ella the nirali hol ve'ena the bekiim l'shay makom shashamash dosh. In other words, we're not lucky enough to. He said, "Rehidu le'inyan bedikas hafsek tara l'kaman anu machmirim lo latzir bedikas ba'omik v'al mod v'chol kol tov chayispar kol mochol inyan sofer kagrasha kol." But in the end, he wants to say, like Rav Abadi, that in other words, he really held the first way, but he's just afraid that we're not bucky to know how deep you have to go. So he says, "Kol sheichnisa ba'omik tzas eishloch Hashem hayapi amakor v'haver svege d'arais." Only if it's very, very, like when a woman wipes externally, there's still going to be a little bit of omek, but that's already too mibachutz. Yeah.
Can I go over
what?
The Aruch HaShulchan.
Yeah, the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, in other words, the Rambam says if you find dam inside the woman, she's bodek herself, she finds dam, then it's a daraisa, chazaka boba hargasha. So there are two ways you can learn Pshat in the Rambam. One way, the way the place he learned, is because we assume that it was a mask hargasha. And therefore, it's a mass kagasha. So therefore, it's a suffering daraisa. The Aruch HaShulchan's way is saying no. It's not because there's a mass kagasha. It's because if you went in and saw dam, so that dam probably was there, I don't know, 3 days ago. And And maybe there was a hagasha then. Why did she magish it? Because the maisa, she wasn't concentrating on this test. But we're always chashinan that since it's like Mitzian just said, that since it's vade migufa, so then the question is, was hagasha? You have to assume there was a hagasha. You don't recall the hagasha, but not chashinan hagasha, not the chashinan hagasha, because you have to assume that there was an interference in that. It's just lava daita. So Mamela, that would be a chashash deraisa. Anytime you see
what would be the difference of it dripping out?
Dripping out? Meaning what?
I thought in the Aruch HaShulchan he makes like a nafkamina between.
Yeah, so the Aruch HaShulchan says if it's coming out now, if it just came out now, so now you're focusing on it. And now is where you find the blood, and now it just came out. So then you could say that that you don't have to. Yeah, let's see. Intermonitory element. Well, Shai Homer of Zebuchadnezzar Shabbat, but Kim is a marriage before Shai Intermonitory Shabbat. Because, in other words, right now she's focusing on it. She knows something is. Came out now, and she still didn't feel a hagasha. So then you can assume there was no hagasha. But the Vedika, if it's still inside the woman, then the pshat is that it could be that it was in the woman already 2 days ago, 3 days ago, and she forgot and. Now she's first discovering it. Now she's first discovering it. So where is the... And then the Yechoshesh LaHagasha, because now, because maybe it came at a time that she wasn't focusing on it, because, see, when it comes out now, it's happening now, and now she's focusing on it. So she's saying there's no Hagasha. But over there, the dam that she finds inside could be that it was just laying there for a couple of days.
So because it's happening now, we're going to be mamin that she for sure didn't feel anything because she's aware of what's happening in her body at this moment. So she says she doesn't feel anything, so we believe
it. Right. And so then to Moser Rachmi Drabbanan. Yeah. So that's what he says. But it's not about masked Hargashas. Okay. Okay, but so this Chasam Sofer is you know, if you assume that there's either Kesem or Aria, and those are the two categories, so then, well, according to what the Chasam Sofer said originally, if you went in deeper, maybe it could be Mekel. So that's that would be perhaps an issue. And even though he himself, but it seems to me that he really holds that it's okay. It's just that, you know, he doesn't want to. You know, but if it's a real shasat chak, you know, maybe there's what to, you know, sometimes a woman, like Rav Avadia always says, a woman sometimes wipes herself with a tissue, she sees blood, and then she gets all nervous, so she wants, so then she takes a second tissue, and she goes in further, and then Rav Avadia always says, and now she's metame herself, because now you don't get the cool of, so it could be that metame herself midaraisa, so it could be the, if you hold like the Chasam Sofer's original thing, is that no, the Chashina, the rice is only if you went very, very deep. So then then you can confuse it with Argosh. And like Rabban Tzion said, it's Chasam Sofer Lashitoso, because he holds like the Truma Sadeshin. He doesn't hold like the No the Behuda. And therefore, the only place that there is a Wichimukola is. That there's a hagasha is only by the core inside. Okay, so that's so what I'm telling you today is very sadistic. But lachatchila, we usually assume like the like Rabbi said. Yeah.
Rabbi, are there any other occurrences that we have to be afraid of? She didn't realize it. For instance, if she's found it in the morning, she was sleeping with a sleeping pill.
Yeah, so the Gemara speaks about that. It'll be the Maisa if she, Hargasha Gemara usually says it will wake up a person.
Right, that's what I'm saying. She took a sleeping aid.
If she says a sleeping pill, then maybe it wouldn't work. Wouldn't wake up the person. That's an interesting, I never saw anyone talk about that, Shaila. That if one took a sleeping pill, maybe the chazaka of the Gemara that you wake up with a needus. Okay, there's always a new thing to think about. But I never saw the discussion of what's it done by sleeping pills. But I appreciate you bringing that up. It gives
another
me
another supplement.
What?
The next supplement.
Next supplement, right? You have to make it. You always have to make new supplements, right? Hey, supplements, Baruch Hashem. Supplements.
What would happen if they came out with a test to determine where the blood came from, DNA or whatever, scientific?
Yeah.
They could identify blood that comes from the uterus having certain hormones or enzymes.
Well, this was always the thing about Stam, about Maris. You know, the doctors put like an iodine thing, and if it turns a certain... In the medical field... You know, they have ways of testing if something is blood. You know, but we don't do that. We don't do that. We
even lehelkol. If let's say the psak would be also
maybe
we're searching for a heter.
I hear. Right. Well, Hakel, if we could really see that it's not blood, I think we would probably be making. Okay, so this is interesting things. Maybe there's one or two things more here we have to do, but okay, I want to stop here now. And Bez Hashem, on Monday we'll continue, but it's good that we did this packet is very sadistic. Chasam Sofer of the body, and this because it comes up. Then there's a Chazan Isha we have to look at also. Okay, but and the Netta Shashur. Okay, so we're going to still work more on this supplement on Monday, Bez Hashem, but I don't want to rush through. Okay, so let me say hello to every Yoni, Sonnenschein. Good morning, and Max, good morning. And Natan, good morning. And Memzi from Chicago, good morning. And Ben Katz, good morning. Ephraim, good morning. Ramayor, good morning. Afsani, good morning. And Josh Blau, good morning. And Barak Bader, good morning. Okay, and then we have Batsia Fell, good morning. And we have Ezra Hagler. Good morning. Yaron Noller already walked in for the next year, but we could still say good morning. And your name?
Zach Berger.
Zach Berger. He's new in the year, Zach Berger. So we should get to know Zach Berger. Good morning as well. And Hashem, have a good Shabbos. Thank you.